Here in Eugene, always been fascinated by the amount of Packer fans. Our guest hosts the PackCast with former Green Bay running back Ryan Grant. He's part of the Believe Podcast Network. You can check him out on Twitter. Use the handle at Tom Grassi Comedy, repping the 914 of Westchester County, New York. Tom joins us. Tom, appreciate the time. How are you doing during the, let's say, the madness of the times we're living in?
Well, Steve, one, thank you for having me, and I think we are coping as best as possible with the madness, and I will say the fact that the Packers are one game away from the Super Bowl most certainly does help.
A coping mechanism. So as a first-time guest, a little peek behind the personal curtain, I mentioned you're from the 914. So, you know, exactly where do you hail from, and what was the path that led a Westchester County boy born and raised to not only be a Packer fan and own a Bart Starr throwback and do a podcast about Titletown?
Yeah, so my father is a diehard Cowboys fan. We're from New York, but, you know, he was raised in the era where, like, the Cowboys actually won things. So he became a Cowboys fan and essentially tried to raise me as such, bought, like, you know, Cowboys jerseys and shirts and all that stuff. And I just wasn't having it. Even from an early age, I was just like, this stuff is gross. And what wound up happening was the year that the Packers, it was after they won the Super Bowl. And, you know, listen, like, when you're, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, like, you know about football, but you're not, like, actively watching it or anything like that.
Sure.
And my dad, trying to, like, raise me as a Cowboys fan, I went into school one day and just heard that the Packers just demolished the Cowboys. And so I went home and I told my dad that I'm a Packers fan, and basically out of spite just stayed that way for about 23 years. And that's... And that's how we came to be, and obviously learned about the team. And that year we went to the Super Bowl against John Elway and the Broncos, which we unfortunately lost. And, you know, Brett Favre and all that great stuff. And it kind of just, you know, became part of the identity, and I got to know more about the game of football. And, you know, that's how the fandom started. So purely out of spite, my father and I still have a great relationship. So that's the good part. And then the other part for PackCast, of starting the podcast, was it was literally the 2014 NFC Championship game between the Seahawks and the Packers, which, as you know, just ended devastatingly. And kind of as a, speaking of coping mechanism, I decided at that point, because, like, the Packers were going to win that game, like, everything had to go wrong for them to lose. So I thought it'd be funny, like, just to make, like, kind of like a fake reaction video of just, like, going through the motions of, like, we're going to the Super Bowl, and then there's an onside kick, and then there's a 2-point conversion, and then it's just like bam, 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 bam. And, like, I hadn't really put anything out on YouTube or anything at that point, but I did just for giggles. And, like, 60,000 people watched it. And
whoa.
So they saw the catharsis, or they felt the catharsis after that video. And I decided at that point, you know, just to kind of make more. And we're going to be heading into, starting in August, this will be our 7th year doing it. We've been doing it on YouTube for about 3 to 4 years, 2 years full-time in terms of with my other full-time job. And it's just been taking off from there.
I love it. First of all, it's like a Seinfeld episode. You became a fan out of spite. So that,
yes.
There you go. It's perfect. Talking to Packers with Tom Grassi, the PackCast. I want to harken back to 2018. The decision was made late in the year to dismiss Mike McCarthy. They hired Matt LaFleur, who was the Titans offensive coordinator. Young guy, he was under 40, not a ton of high level experience. And of course, 13-3 year one here now. So what's the read on how quickly he positively impacted this franchise?
Yeah, you know, and shout out to Mike McCarthy. I mean, Mike McCarthy gets a lot from this fan base, like, as of late, and obviously, you know, hasn't really been doing well with the Cowboys. That's neither here nor there. But, you know, with Mike McCarthy, and honestly with guys like even, like, with Dom Capers and stuff like that too, the Packers have this tendency to, like, hold on to guys in, like, longer than they should, right? So, like, Dom Capers really, really struggled with the defense. You know, probably could have cut him after 2014. He sticks around. McCarthy kind of struggles for a bunch of years, you know, but Aaron Rodgers and, you know, kind of makes him playoff contenders every single year, so kind of saves his job a little bit. And so when we let him go, you know, right at the tail end of the season, don't even let him finish it out, which I'm still not a fan of, but cut him right after the Cardinals game, I think it was just a message being sent that, like, we just needed a total shift. Because it had gotten to the point, and at that point, there were so many articles coming out of, like, the relationship between McCarthy and Rodgers, and how Rodgers was doing everything, and McCarthy wasn't even calling plays, and it was a whole big thing. And I think it was just this, like, a sign of, here, let's bring in a guy who is so young, who this will be his first head coaching position, and bring him in, and let's just see what he can implement. And year one, meaning, you know, last year, year one, I mean, I don't think there's going to be a Packers fan out there that isn't going to agree with this. We overachieved, 100%. You know, going 13-3, making it to the NFC Championship game, there's a lot of really close games in there. Some there, it's like, you know, that could have gone either way. But make it to it, and then we run to the buzzsaw, that's the 49ers. And looking at this year, their kind of goal was like, okay, you know, well, we thought we were going to get some, you know, maybe potential receiver help in the draft, but we won't go there. The idea was that this would be the second year under Matt LaFleur, just for Rodgers to get comfortable, and that's kind of what you've seen on display. So, I mean, I think Matt LaFleur is easily a Coach of the Year candidate. He's up there with Stefanski, and I think that he's done such a great job of getting the guys to buy in, especially a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who has done something so differently his entire career, used to being the guy who is doing it himself, has complete freedom, and now has, like, completely shifted over, bought in, and has played at an MVP level with help and assistance from Matt LaFleur and the opportunities that he's giving him to be successful.
Well, he's going to win the MVP. I don't think there's any.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
You know, I heard on the latest episode when you were talking with Ryan, and you brought up some really key numbers. And, yeah, L.A. with Aaron Donald at a less than 100%, sure. But 32 points, nearly 500 yards, which was 100 more than anybody else gained on L.A. Mm-hmm. this season. So, you know, you could get out of the gate well, play really good in early November, but how are you liking how Rodgers and this offense is clicking right now when it really, really counts?
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like, last year, you know, when we beat Seattle, we're sitting there, and I'm like, okay, we got to go to Santa Clara to take on the 49ers. And I'm sitting there, and listen, you know, Steve, like, I'm an optimistic guy, right? Like, I'm like, okay, you know, this could go well. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, there's a chance here that we just get bludgeoned. And that's what happened. You know, the 49ers came with a great game plan. It was called Hand It Off to Raheem Mostert. And that was it. That was the whole game plan. And it was very, very successful. And, you know, I didn't have, like, a ton of confidence. Obviously, I wanted them to win. You know, I thought they could win, but not a ton of confidence. This year, it's a completely different beast. You know, playing at Lambeau in that offense is clicking. The defense finishes top 10, number 9 overall. They've been coming together and consolidating pretty darn well. And I think that this football team can beat any single team, whether it was going to be the Saints coming in here or whether it was going to be the Buccaneers. There was just that confidence, and you see it. Rodgers has talked about it all year, right? There's, like, that fake confidence, and then there's that real confidence. This team has real confidence and talent. You know, you put that stuff together, and that's a dangerous combo.
You know, one thing that kind of slipped under, I think, a lot of the national radar or neutral fans is the late season injury to the stud left tackle, David Bakhtiari, the last game of the year. So,
yeah.
Enter, you know, during the bye week, you got to take Billy Turner, move him into his spot, put Lucas Patrick in his place. A lot of mixing and matching before mm-hmm. the playoffs. So, you know, what about the job by their line coach, Adam Stenovich, and the guys who just pretty much dominated the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line has been such a bright spot for the Green Bay Packers. And one of the guys, and you just mentioned guys like Billy Turner, who played left tackle and has played well. We lost Bakhtiari for a couple of games during the stretch this season, in which we went 2-1 still, and that one was against the Vikings, and we did not lose because of the offensive line. That was a whole other thing. But the offensive line has been so, so solid. And you mentioned Aaron Donald, you know, being limited, but, like, there was like one pressure and hurry up and one QB hit on Rodgers. He didn't get sacked a single time. And, you know, that's such an incredible job, and it is a shout-out to the coach. It is a shout-out to that unit. And one of the guys that, like, you know, you got to shout out is not only Corey Linsley for having an all-pro year as our center, which you saw, I want to say, like, this past weekend, you saw how many snaps went over people's heads, and you're just like, that's why it pays to have a really good center. But you look at a guy like Elgton Jenkins, who is our second-round pick from a couple years ago, and he's just been phenomenal. Was really good last year, and then this year, he's played every single position along the offensive line this year, and he's done it well. Earned a Pro Bowl honors, rightfully so. And, you know, this is one of those picks, and anytime you pick an offensive lineman, you know, fans aren't going to be like, woo, it's not going to blow their hair back, right? It's not like the sexiest pick or anything like that. It's not a receiver. But that's, you know, where the truly successful teams are in this league, is that it's in the trenches, it's building that defensive line, it's building that offensive line, and that's what you've seen on display. There's the depth and that next man up mentality when Bakhtiari goes out, and right now they're just playing phenomenally.
A couple final thoughts for Tom Grassi, who hosts the PacCast on the Believe Podcast Network. All teams need certain guys to step up from season to season. You know, the first 2 years, this dude had 14 total catches. Then that first Monday in October, we all got introduced to tight end Robert Tonyan. 3 TD catches. I mean, Tom, how huge just his contribution. I mean, this is a guy who played at Indiana State and now playing at this level.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because Tonyan has, like, shown flashes throughout the past few years. Had a big touchdown, I believe it was in 2018, against, like, Seattle. And, like, you know, you saw it every now and then. And there's a couple things to be said here. One, you know, it's important that Mike McCarthy's not the coach anymore, because ever since Jermichael Finley got injured way back when, McCarthy's never really committed to a tight end. You look at guys like we've had over the years, like a Mercedes Lewis or a Jared Cook or a Martellus Bennett, right? They really haven't been utilized a ton. Everybody remembers Jared Cook making that sideline catch against Dallas in the divisional round. Right. But what they don't remember is that the guy, like, his stats were terrible that year. Yes, he was injured, but, like, they didn't utilize him at all. This is a system where they're actually utilizing tight ends. And the fact that makes this even crazier, you know, is that they also went out and got Jay Sternberger, right? So they picked up a tight end, like, really, really early in the draft. And then they did it again this year with DeGuerra, who obviously was on IR. He was out for the season. But the fact that Tonyan was able to stick with it and has become the guy and has kind of just risen through the ranks has been absolutely incredible, and he's been so clutch and is just another weapon for Rodgers to look at, and it just kind of fills with that mentality of anybody on this team can be a playmaker. You have Davante Adams, who's absolutely incredible, you know, arguably the offensive player of the year, and you look at these other guys like Alan Lazard or MVS, right, or EQ or Robert Tonyan, and even Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, every single one of them can make plays. And Tonyan has just stepped up into this role magnificently and has been such a key part of our success this year. And I think, again, it's just Matt LaFleur putting guys also in positions to be successful, and obviously he's taking full advantage of that.
Yeah, you mentioned a name I wanted to get to, because obviously Rodgers is a wizard working play action, but the ultimate football duh is the defense has to buy you could actually run it, and 2 years ago they only ran for about 1,700 yards total. Now you got Aaron Jones, 2 straight 1,000-yard seasons, the pack this year over 2,100 yards. So, and first of all, this guy just runs so hard, but how much has his play elevated, like, the offense overall?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you look at a guy like Aaron Jones, who, again, he showed flashes under McCarthy, not really utilized a ton, but, I mean, one of the things is, too, like, Aaron Jones was also, like, injured a good amount in his first couple of years. You know, he missed a lot of games. And, you know, the first year under LaFleur, the guy was absolutely incredible. You know, double-digit touchdowns, leading the league in the amount of touchdowns while passing and also rushing. And he was kind of used as that, like, that Swiss Army knife player. And, but there were games, though, that, they got away from using him, whatever. And this year, you know, did struggle with some injuries still, but missed games was still, I think, was, like, top five in terms of rushing. Still just such a dominant player, and is such a threat everywhere. The guy can make amazing catches. The guys can run the ball amazingly. You saw that 60-yard run that he made at the beginning of the half last week against the Rams. And, you know, it's one of those things that, for Packers fans, like, soak this all in, because this is most likely the last time you're going to see a backfield consisting of Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, whether it's we only keep one of them or, unfortunately, we don't keep either of them just because of upcoming cap restrictions.
Finally, this is one of those times where we both need to put on our NFL fan hats. I mean, you've got Brady, the greatest of all time, making a ridiculous 14th appearance in a conference championship game against one of the few guys actually allowed in the conversation in Aaron Rodgers. So just Bucks and Pack. Tom, could we, as NFL fans, really ask for much more than this on Championship Sunday?
I mean, you really can't. I mean, there's one thing I could ask more of, and that would be a night game at Lambeau, just for the ambiance. But you know what? That's me being super-duper picky, Steve. But this is like, you know, this is what you want to see. This is, you know, if you're a Packers fan or you're a Buccaneers fan, this is it. Like, this is the best of the best. They're playing each other. It's Brady. It's Rodgers. This is the kind of football that you dream about. And one of these teams is going to go to the Super Bowl. And after this past, like this Sunday, they will damn well have earned it.
No question. Hey, awesome stuff. Great getting a chance to chat with you. Really appreciate the time. Enjoy the game. And on behalf of a chunk of my family from Wisconsin who are diehard Green Bay fans, I'll give you a go Pack go. Be well, and I hope we can catch up again down the road. Thanks a million, Tom.
Absolutely, Steve. Thanks so much.
All right, have a good one.